This week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Saloon Tycoon, and I have one of the masterminds behind the game. I have AJ with me today. How's it going, AJ?
Hey, doing great. Thanks, Barry.
Good. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, you bet. I'm super happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, maybe a little bit about your company, and we'll go from there.
Sure. My name is AJ Porfirio, and I am one of two partners that runs Van Ryder Games. So I started the company, and we've recently brought on Evan Derrick as a partner. But we've been in business for about 5 years now, with several different titles, probably our most well-known being Hostage Negotiator. And so I publish games, and Balloon Tycoon is one that is not necessarily designed by me, but that we picked up for our label. The designer's name is Rob Couch. And, you know, it's a fantastic game that has 3D tile laying, vertical tile laying, that we're very excited about, and so far, you know, it's going really well.
Awesome. Well, before we get into talking about Saloon Tycoon, so how did you guys how'd you come up with the name Van Ryder Games? Is there a story behind that?
Yeah. So for those listening, it's Van Ryder, and the it's a Y in Ryder, so it's not R-I-D-E-R, it's R-Y-D-E-R, and the significance of that is it's actually derived from the middle names of my first two kids. When I was starting the company, trying to decide, you know, what were we going to call it, I was talking to my wife, and she's actually the one that came up with the idea of, you know, what if you did something with the boys' names or something like that. And my oldest middle name is Vance, and Caleb, my middle child's name is Ryder. We've since added a third, so you won't find his name anywhere.
You should have had his middle name be Games, right?
Yeah, right. We should have. But yeah, so that's where it came from. It seemed like a good fit, and we were able to come up with a cool logo with a guy riding on top of a van. Seemed to
work. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Being a father myself, I totally dig the minivan logo. It's awesome. I'm like, I rock the minivan, and I'm proud of it.
That's right.
So that's awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about Saloon Tycoon. So right now, as we're recording the show, there's 19 days left to go on the Kickstarter, and you guys are already successfully funded and already trying to hit some of those stretch goals and so forth. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I could not be happier with how it's going. This is, not my first rodeo on Kickstarter, and I can attest that you never can be too sure what you're going to get. It's always nice when, the fans and supporters, and even folks who knew nothing about us before the Kickstarter, jump on and pledge their support. So we're really thankful for everyone getting behind the game.
Definitely. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the game, how it's played, and what people can expect from it?
Sure. Yeah. So each player has their own player board, and it's basically a plot of land, right? So you're all entrepreneurs, business people in the old West, and it's gold rush, boom town. And you're essentially trying to build up the best saloon in town so that you can, be the one to profit from all the rush of people coming out to the West to try to make their riches. And so each person has their own board, and throughout the game, you're playing cards to do different things like earn gold, buy what we call supply cubes in the game, and you'll be buying tiles. So you're buying tiles, placing them in your saloon. And it could be anything from a poker room to billiards room to guest rooms to a whiskey still. I mean, all kinds of different things. And as you complete these tiles, you will start to get bonuses. So as you progress through the game, you sort of are able to start chaining tile bonuses with card play, and get kind of creative with how you want to do things. And by the end of the game, you just have this amazing saloon built in front of you, and each player has this. So it's almost like together you've essentially created, you know, the booming Main Street intersection of an old West town. It just has this great aesthetic that catches people's eye. When we were at BGG Con, we had it on display and people just walk by, and it's just something that you look at and you go, wow, that looks really cool. Tell me how that works. And it's just fantastic. And all of that happens. I mean, it plays in about an hour. Turns are really quick. So you're not sitting there waiting for someone to strategize for 10 minutes. I mean, it's a quick playing, light to sort of medium weight, thematic game. It's great, and we encourage people to come check out the Kickstarter. The rules are up. You can learn as much as you want to know about it.
Well, that's exciting. I could definitely get behind it, because I think there should be more, you know, old Western stuff out there. Anyway, I'm a big Western fan, and we don't have a lot of stuff like that out. Like there's not any Western movies or hardly any Western games and stuff. So whenever I see something that involves that, I'm like, I'm getting behind that for sure. So I could appreciate that.
Yeah, that's great. Before we signed the game, I know Rob originally had it as a sort of a medieval themed game, and he was calling it Innkeepers, which is all well and good, right? But, you know, that's to your point. I mean, there's a lot less Wild West games than there are fantasy sort of medieval. And don't get me wrong, I love that theme. I'm sure, you know, at some point, you know, I'm going to want to do a game with that theme. But
well, I could definitely I can sense and already feel an expansion coming on. That's a medieval theme right there, and it'd be like a innkeeper tycoon or something like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like a spin-off different theme. We could certainly do something like that. I think the Western theme fits it perfectly, and the tile art, our artists, who we call Inez, she's a Polish artist, and she actually did the tiles for, there's a Polish version of Castles of Mad King Ludwig, and the detail on her tiles is just absolutely amazing, and we knew right from the start that we wanted her on the project, and we were able to work that out, and, you know, just go take a look at some of the tiles, and there's so many small details and, like, cool things, and you can kind of get lost in just looking at the art on the tiles while you're playing the game, just because they're so beautiful.
Definitely. And that, you know, and I, like you said, it adds to that aesthetic of the game. You know, you have the beautiful and the rough outside and everything. So it does, it looks fantastic, and the art definitely looks great. So congratulations once again for putting together a successful game and having a successful Kickstarter. That's exciting. So when do you hope, now that we know the game is coming to backers, when is the tentative plan? And we like to say tentative, people, because we know that sometimes could be printing issues or shipping issues for depending where it's getting printed. And so when is your tentative plan to get this out to backers? And also, do you plan on bringing it to general retail?
Yes, absolutely. So there will absolutely be the game coming through distribution to retailers down the road once we get all the backers taken care of and get them their copies. Our goal, we're actually, this will be our first year having a booth at Gen Con, which is in August. So yeah, we really want this to be our big release at Gen Con. And so that's a pretty tight window, about.
Yeah, it's only a few months away.
Yeah, about 5 months from, you know, when the Kickstarter ends. So we are planning to have every single file ready and done, like, as soon as the campaign ends, get it off to the printer and get the production going. And we have assurances from our printer, you know, like you said, the normal caveats. But if we hit that timeline for getting the files to them, that the game should be here and ready in time for Gen Con and before. Because we will definitely want to get shipped out to backers first, and then have it be our sort of big retail release at Gen Con.
That's fantastic. That's exciting, and definitely good luck to that. But we also know that depending on the continual funding of the game and reaching more stretch goals, it definitely adds more content and more work for you guys to do. So good luck on reaching that August goal. That'd be exciting to have that definitely at Gen Con for sure.
Yeah. We pre-plan everything, right? So we had all the stretch goals and everything planned from the beginning. So all that's accounted for. You're right. I mean, if we started adding a bunch of things that we did not plan for, that definitely could put that timeline at risk, and that's not something we're willing to do. So we're starting to unlock stretch goals now. We have, I think, plenty planned through for the end of the campaign. So I think we're going to be good. And I'm excited. I'm excited about the prospect.
Definitely. Well, AJ, thanks again for coming on the show, and I appreciate your time. Why don't you tell listeners where they can find a little bit more about Van Ryder Games and Saloon Tycoon?
Sure. So Saloon Tycoon is up on Kickstarter right now. You can go to Kickstarter.com, and they have a search function. Just type Saloon Tycoon, and the project will come right up. Generally, just to find and interact with me, and I love for your listeners to do that. I'm on Twitter, very active as @VanRyderGames, and remember that Ryder with a Y. And I'm also Van Ryder Games on BoardGameGeek.com, and very active there as well. So we do have a Facebook page also, but Twitter's probably the best place to find me and get in touch with me, or through BoardGameGeek.
Awesome. And we'll definitely have links to that in the show notes, so you guys can have easy access to that. And AJ, congratulations and good luck with the rest of the campaign and any other future projects that you have.
Thank you, Bear. I appreciate it. I hope we talk again soon.
Yeah, definitely. And thanks to Dan Patrice, Dan the Board Game Man. He did our intro and outro, and you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.